We're talking about brushing your teeth on Shabbat. So when I was actually leaving yeshiva, I remember, it was on my birthday, and I had to, Ron, you got a meeting with Rosh Yeshiva, and I had to ask him a shaila, because I had to think of something to say to him. So I had to think of something. So I said, Rabbi, can I brush my teeth on Shabbos? That was my last shaila that I asked Rosh Yeshiva. I asked three shailas. That was one of them. But the answer is it's a machlokes. There are those who say that you cannot brush your teeth with toothpaste on Shabbat. Actually, for many years, I didn't brush my teeth because my yeshivish counselor told me that it's usher, and so I believed him. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that there's a problem to use toothpaste on Shabbos. It seems like the problem would be mimareach, which is smoothing. There are others who find other problems with using toothpaste. There are those who are more lenient. For example, Rav Avadya Yosef allows you to brush your teeth, but he says it's better to use liquid toothpaste, not solid, because to take from solid to liquid could be mimareach, smoothing. And that seems to be the minhag amongst many people in Israel in particular. There's, you know, those liquid mouthwashy types of toothpaste. And there are those who are completely lenient about it, like Rav Soloveitchik, for example, felt that it's not a problem of mimareach. Removing the plaque is not real. It's like washing dishes, which is permitted in certain situations. And therefore, to brush your teeth, even with regular toothpaste, would be fine. I was looking through. There are those who are machmir, like the Shmir Shabbos Kilchato. It's like a classic Hilcha Shabbos Sefer. Says the minhag is to be machmir, not to do it. And even the Pnini Halacha, who is generally actually quite lenient regarding any halachic Hilcha Shabbos issues, recommends against using solid toothpaste. Says you could brush your teeth, but he is not a big fan of. He says if you can avoid toothpaste, better. But it seems to be that the minhag amongst people in our community, Poch Chazi, what a lot of Orthodox rabbis in our community do seem to allow using toothpaste. So you can ask your rabbi what they think, or your wife what she thinks, or your girlfriend what she thinks, and paskin in accordance to that. One final halachic issue is, can I? No, you asked the rabbi, but they're relevant. Can I wash the toothbrush after I use it? Seemingly, it's hachana, because I'm already done using it. I'm just preparing it for next time. So Rav Avadya says it's a problem. There are those who think it's a problem, but the Pnini Halacha and many others say this case it's fine because you're not really preparing for the next toothbrush. You're just kind of like, you know, it's disgusting to you to leave it dirty. It's like folding up your talus. It's just what you do. It's not preparing, and therefore it would be permitted. Asher is great.